jetzt kommt selber zu dem. Chachma. Von Shabbos. Not supposed to be mafsik, really, between Yain and Lechem. It's supposed to do them together, Yain and Lechem, because Lechem is called Chachma, and Yain is called Bina. There's always a yichud of Chachma and Bina.
Beishama's opinion?
Huh?
It's supposed to do them together, like Beishama's opinion?
No, it's just the opinion to do together. What is Lechem is Yain. What is Lechem is Yain. So we can say that Chabad. You have to know, first of all, that every chassidus corresponds to a sphere. And so it's obvious that Chabad is Chachma. And one of the qualities of Chachma is that, Isaiah says, and the Baal Tanya himself talks about this, is that the higher the sphere is, the lower it can go. It's only something which comes from a very high place could go to very deep, dark places. So there's no chassidus other than Chabad, really, who does the type of work which they do, that they go, Mamish the makomot arachokim to the deepest, darkest places in the matzliach. They have a tzlacha there. Well, first of all, Chabad is all about Chachma. It's called Chabad. Chachma bin Adas.
Each chassid is parallel to a sphere.
Yeah. No, I mean,
there's overlaps,
of course. And within every sphere, there's other spheres. For example, there's chassid sheva chachma, and there's bina sheva chachma. I mean, you have to know.
It's 49.
There's many, much more than 49. It's Ein Sof, how you can arrange them. But Chachma has the kayach to go very low because it's the high sphere. That's Chabad, is Chachma Bina Vadas. So they go very low, they're in the Mayach, they're very headstrong, and they go into deep, dark places.
Do non-Hasidim also correspond to different spheres?
Pashtus, yeah. Everything corresponds to the spheres. The whole world is made up of spheres.
Right, so... The
Rav Moshe David Vali talks about it. He talks about how the Sfardim also have to do with Bina, and the Ashkenazim Litvak they have to do with Chachma. And he says, "I'm from Italy. It has to do with like Das, which are like Tiferes, which is the music of the two of them." And he has a whole Hezbar on it. So the whole world, the building blocks of the whole world, like the cells of the whole world, is basically. So you could see it very clearly from Hasidus, because Baal Shem Tov is considered to be like this Adam Kanmon, which is like encompasses everything, and then each sphere is like a component or part of the body, if you want to look at it that way, which like is a facet or of this revelation of the Taurus of Baal Shem. Breslov is considered as Bina. Breslov also has that quality that they go out and they do Kiruv, but in a very different way than Chabad. This is a little bekitzer of like a mimer I once saw from Vichemar. So he was saying how Chachma is this inyan of the Moach, which is the mind, which can go very, very low into very deep, dark places. And that's what Chabad does in their way. And Bina, Chazal say, is connected to the Lev Yavin, that the heart is the inyan of Bina. And that's the way that Breslov goes. They go with, even in the word Breslov is the word Lev. Huh?
Basar
Lev. Right, that they have a way of using their heart and to bring people back. Even the Torahs of Rav Nachman, they're very deep. But it's the Eimek HaLev. His Torahs come from the Eimek HaLev. It's heartwarming. And that's why from them there's a lot of Rikudim and there's a lot of, Simcha. Mikoyach HaLev expresses itself in ways which, you don't find by Chabad as much. Of course, the dancing by Chabad also. Right, but it's not as much dancing as it is for bringing. Everything is about Das. It's about how to be... Be megala the das, be megala the moyach. As opposed to Breslov, which is how to be megala the einakaleh. But they both do kiruv in their unique ways because they both come from high places, and neither they can go very low. But anyways, what we're getting to here is that chachma and bina, they're inseparable. These two qualities of chachma and bina. So the fact that you tell me that he named his son what?
Nachman
Menachem Mendel. So you have a yichud chachma and bina, right? Because Nachman obviously. Breslov and Nachman Mendel mitzvah Chachma, so there you have a yichud of Chachma and Bina inseparable. The drush is on the same time.
Very nice things around the
world.
This
right.
Much
as Gary and Kashmir. Right, it's true. It's like my Rebbe said, there's a lot of psilas in Chabad and in Breslov. Be careful from the psilas. Because like he said, the Rebbe said, that they come from a very high place and they come very low. And because they're coming with very high things, it needs a special shmir. Ragli chasid of Yizmor, right? When it comes down to the regel, when the moyach comes down to the regel, it needs a special shmir. Ragli chasid of, the regel of chasidim, Yizmor. It needs a special shmir. Okay. So it's Parshas Noach. One of my favorite times of year is to give a chabura, something about Noach. One of my favorite sugyas is the sugya of Noach. But this year, I tried to sit down this morning and to try to think of something to say about Noach. I couldn't get a certain Indian out of my head. Cannot shake it. So it pertains to Noach, it pertains to the whole Indian of especially to Chodesh Tishrei, which is today's last day of Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh, as we move into Chezron, this Indian. But I took it as a siman almost that, although it's a very big sugya, and I was just able to learn just a little bit of it, and the time we're going to spend now on it does not really do justice, but it's just something which I felt should be shared. We find a big asik in Parshas Bereishis and in Parshas Noach regarding the inyan of Yayin. Chazal tell us the Eitz Hadas Gefen Haya. And the Chet Adam HaRishon was a Chet in Yayin. For that reason, Yayin has a tremendous koach. We speak about the Tainug L'Salava, we speak about Yayin HaMashumar Banavav, Mishashis Mei Bereishis. There's a Yayin in this Anovim, which is going to be part of that Shlemus HaSimcha L'Salava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us. And that was going to be, as Chazal say, had Adam not eaten from the Eitz Hadas on Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Shabbos, he wouldn't have been zeiched to make Kiddush on it on Leil Shabbos, on that Yayin. But because he jumped the gun and he partaked from this Yayin, Memela we have the Kilko. And Memela is tremendous Kilko when it comes to Yayin. Yayin is a force where if a person doesn't know how to use it properly, like Adam didn't know how to use it properly, it can cause for Kilko in the Adam, Kilko beyond the Adam himself. And that's really the Hemshech to next week's Parsha. The Hemshech to next week's Parsha, you have a man named Noach. He was Tzadik Haya, Tamim Haya B'dayresav, Kadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous Nachas and Chen in Noach. And then the world is saved, and he comes off the Teva, and he's Bekalkal in Yayin. Chazal said that he repeated the mistake of Adam HaRisha, but he wasn't Nishmar in that which Adam was Bekalkal in, and he fell into the same trap of Yayin. So the Inyan of Yayin is an Inyan which needs a tremendous tikkun. And that's whenever we have a Yayin together, we partake in Yayin together, right? We say L'chaim. Right? It should be L'chaim v'lo l'mavis, the tzaddikim say. L'chaim v'lo l'mavis. That being the Yayin has the kayach to bring mavis to the world like it did. So we say L'chaim. L'chaim, and it should be L'chaim v'lo l'mavis. And we make a particular Inyan when it comes to Shabbos and Yontav and Simchas B'chlal, that we're Mekadesh al Yayin. Kiddush al Yayin means that we have to elevate the Yayin from its nafila to a higher place again. There's a seder when it comes to Tikkun HaYayin, which begins in Elul and runs through Tishrei, with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. The meaning of Tikkun HaYayin, Tikkun HaAnavim. Being that the Chid of Adam HaRishon took place on Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is the day of which that Chid, which is in Geffen, took place, so there's a special Inyan when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, for example, about being careful when it comes to Yayin and Tanavim. Before we get to this Inyan of Anavim and Yayin, as it runs through Tishrei Mitz Hashem, so you may have wondered, and the Tzaddikim ask, and they wondered themselves, why is it that when we come to Kedusha and we say Kadosh, 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 do we lift up our feet from the ground three times? If you take a look, it's very hard to find this Inyan brought down in Sfarim, like why it is that we do that. It's not even brought down in Sfarim HaMinhagim. Yeah, everybody does it. It's like, you don't even have to think twice about it. Kadosh, 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 your feet are off the ground. Like, why does that happen? First time I went to Rav Ishmael to go see him in Eretz Yisrael, So after davening, they sit down and they schmooze a little bit. But this is the topic of conversation, which came up at the time. And it wasn't clear. Mamash wasn't clear at the time, like why it is that when we do Kaddish, 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 we lift up our legs. So perhaps the Inyan goes like this, and this is a segue into understanding the Inyan of Tishrei and hopefully coming into Chesed as well. And Avodas Hashem is an Avodah called Kivui, Kavei El Hashem. That the person is Mekavei to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he yearns for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He yearns to come close. He yearns to raise himself above this physical world. That's the Avodah called Kivui, Kav. It relates to the mikvah, of course. Right? Mikvah means that a person is bringing in waters of being Mekavei to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole inyan of tefillah is an act of being mekaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after every kivui, a person has to come down. You can't stay up forever. Right? Like the tzaddikim say, that even though a person davens shachris and he has a tremendous aliyah and tremendous dveikus, there's always going to be a period afterwards that a person has to come down. You can only have dveikus for 3 hours, the tzaddikim say. Because it says in the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the chassidim harishonim, they were prepared for an hour, they davened for an hour, and they came down for an hour. I mean, those 3 hours is the 3 hours of dveikus that a person can have max in the shachris, or any davening. 3 hours of dveikus. Therefore, a person needs to know how to go up, and as I once heard from my Rebbe, a person needs to know how to come down also. There's an art to coming down. For example, the Baal Shem Tov says that it's sometimes a person finds that if he has a very good davening, when he finishes davening, he feels like, it doesn't feel right. He feels like a little bit bakas, a little bit uptight. Where does that come from? So he says that when a person davens, it's the art of what's called hachnasas hamochim, that the mochim come in, that a person becomes elevated, and the das comes into a person, and he's elevated because of that. He becomes a higher mensch. After davening, those mochim go away. That's just the seder hadvar. They come in, and then they go out. But there's a roshim which is left, which a person goes with the entire day. But the embers, the mochim which come down, they leave after davening. So therefore the Baal Shem Tov says, because of that, the person can find that after davening, he feels a little bit uptight, because he needs to know how to come down. That's the bottom line. You go up, and then you need to know how to come down. And generally speaking, when you come down, you feel like, okay, why do I have to come down? But there's an art in coming down, and there's a to'elus in coming down also. Is at the end of davening, is the part of davening, where all the berachas come down into the world. All the shefa comes down. So where the person, he works himself up from the beginning of davening to Shemona Esrei, and he goes all the way up, right? The Shefa doesn't come down until he starts to come down, which Al-Pi Kabbalah and Chassidus, that takes place after the Shemona Esrei, Ashrei, Lamatzeach, Avalatzion, Aleinu, Bechule. That's called the descending of the worlds, the descending of the Adam in a sense. And from there, from that comes down the Shefa. So as a person comes down, the Shefa comes down. You come up to the source of the Shefa, and then you bring down the Shefa as you come down. So this is the art of going up and coming down. So as you come down, you bring down the Shefa. You bring down the Shefa. The reason why the Shefa comes with bringing down, with coming down, is because when a person goes up and he comes down, if there's something under him and he steps on it, yeah, he's going to squash it. He's going to squash it. Now, if it's a good thing which is underneath, it's not so good. But if it's something which needs to be squashed, it's a very good thing that it should be under there. One of the things which are very good when they're squashed, when you squash them, is grapes, is olives, and many other things. Anything which has a juice, which is the essence of what that is. If you step on it, then the ikr comes out. The ikr davar comes out. There's a to'elus in there. So therefore, if anything is associated with the likes of this, stepping on it will be a tremendous to'elus. This is the inyan. This is the inyan. On Rosh Hashanah, which is the Chayd Geffen Haya. It was a Chayd of Gefanim. So Mele, the Gaon says, there's an Isser to eat Anavim on Rosh Hashanah. You can't have Anavim. As I said, the Gaon, don't eat Anavim, don't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. We know the Ramah not to eat a Gozin. Everybody's familiar with that. Yeah, that also has a Shaykhah said, Eitz Adas Taivara. But the Gaon says, Geffen, Anavim, Anavim, you don't have an Rosh Hashanah.
For that reason?
No, it doesn't say the reason. The Pashas is because there's a klipa called Anav. There's a klipa, which is called Anavim, which is present on Rosh Hashanah, because of the Inyan of the Chayt Adam Arishon, Geffen Haya. Inyan of Geffen.
Wasn't there an opinion that was taking him?
Yes, opinion's also taking him.
So we're taking him also?
So there's a specific Shaykhah to Anavim when it comes to the Inyan of the klipa. Specific Shaykhahs. Chayadua from Amshashah from Astropoli. That he says in Pasha Shlach, we spoke about this, I believe, last year. Pasuk says that when the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, it says, V'hayamim yimei bikuri anavim. These are the days of bikuri anavim, which is considered to be the season of the summer, which is Tammuz and Av. So Tammuz and Av is associated with anavim, with the grapes, with the grape season, bikuri anavim. They went in Tammuz and Av, right? That's when they went in Tammuz, they came back in Av, right? So that's called bikuri anavim. That's called the Shlita of the Malach HaMavis. And that's what Rav Shamshon Bas Rikoli says. Bikure means ripening, meaning the letters before Anavim. So Anavim there is spelled without a Yud. Ayin, Nun, Beis, Mem. The letters before Ayin, Nun, Beis, Mem, says Rav Shamshon, is Sam Kale, the name of the Malach HaMavis. Samach Mem, Aleph Lamed. And so there's a Shaykhis to the Malach HaMavis as it pertains to the Inyan of Anavim. And this klipa raises its head on Rosh Hashanah. And this is the sod of what the pasuk says, Anavemo in Veirosh. And when we speak about the wine of the klipa, the grapes of the klipa, called in Veirosh, right? The grapes of the head. Although Rosh there is spelled with a vav, not with an aleph, this remez is in Veirosh, meaning that there's anavim which is present on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why you stay away from these anavim on Rosh Hashanah. We know that there's a klipa on Rosh Hashanah. The whole Indian of the din has a shaykh to a malik is gematria, bakesa, yom chagenu. We've spent many times spoken about this. This kisui on Rosh Hashanah, which pertains to a malik, is the Indian of the anavim, the maybe kuri anavim, which is shaykh, which is shalit on Rosh Hashanah. What needs to be done, therefore, is that a person needs to be dash. He needs to step. He needs to step on these grapes. By stepping on these grapes, he'll produce a yayin, which is the aimek. Because within every klipa, there is a juice, which is the life source, which is the highest life source of all. The Sfarim say that we know that the head of Esav is buried in Maaseh Machpelah. Why should it be buried in Maaseh Machpelah? The reason why is because Esav is considered to be the Nachash, and the head of the Nachash, which is where the venom is, that's where the greatest chiyus is. So the head of Esav is buried with Yaakov, right? Because there's an inyan here of Yaakov and Esav, that Esav, just like Yaakov, the chelik of Esav, which is shaykh to real pnimius, to real chiyus, to real oimek and taira, that's called the Rosh of Esav. What needs to be done is that you need to step on the head of the Nachash. You need to step on the head of the Nachash with your Egev, as it says in Parshas Bereishis, right? You need to step with your Egev on the head of Esav, on the head of the Nachash, and from there comes out the most gevaldika, sweetest lights in Kedusha and secrets of Torah. That's called Yaakov Esav. The Egev of Yaakov on the head of Esav will produce the sweetest, sweetest Torahs, the sweetest Kedusha of all. You need to step on his head first. And this is the avoda which takes place from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippurim. From Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippurim, the avoda is that you take these anavim, you take this Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh of Esav, this klipa of the Rashis Goyim Amalek, which is present on the Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of Esav, and you step on it, and you step on it, and you step on it, in order to bring out the juices, which is the Yayin, which is going to be the Indian of Yom Kippur. That's why wine is called Tirosh. Tirosh is the Osios Yud Tishrei. Yud Tishrei is the day where you're zeichet to that yayin. He's zecher to the yayin which comes from stepping on the head of Esav. And it's interesting. Yaakov and Esav, right? Ekev is Yaakov, but there's also a yud there. Right? This yud is the yud, which is Yud Tishrei, which is Yom HaKippurim, which is the day of that yud. There's a gili of the yud, which is the gili of Seudas HaTaira, which is the Aseres HaLuchos, the Aseres HaDibros, which is given on Yom HaKippurim, the Luchos Shniyos. That yud, which is the Seudas HaTaira, which is revealed on Yom HaKippurim, which is the inyan of the giving of the second Luchos. That's the yud, which is the yud of Ekev, of Yaakov. That when it takes his Ekev and he steps on the head of Esav, from there he's zeichet to that yud. Yud Ekev is Yaakov on the head of Esav, which is Emara Samach Bela. Yeah, that reveals this yud called Yom HaKippurim, the 10th day of Tishrei. Yud Tishrei, Osios Tirosh, which is the wine, which is what you drink on Yom HaKippurim.
Tirosh, Yud Tishrei.
The Osios Tishrei is the Yud Tishrei. Is Tirosh. Oh, it has an extra yud, yeah. So Tirosh is Tof Yud Reishin, which is Tishrei. It really refers mostly to Yom HaKippurim.
Well, why the yud?
Hmm?
You're saying why the yud? That's
It's right. You're right. Tirosh is not going to be Yud Tishrei.
There's no vav in Tirosh?
Huh? You can say with the vav, say without the vav. The vav is chasim.
So wait, where's the yud come from?
So we'll come more to the yud in a second. But you see the shaykh, the yud of Yaakov, which is the Ekev, on the head of Esav, produces this, which is the Soda Satar, which is called the Yud. Mm-hmm. The Yud is considered to be like, with every Os, is like considered to be like an entity of itself. But within every Os, there's a Yud. Like the Svarim said, you can't write any letter unless you first put a dot to the paper, and that dot is a Yud, and from the Yud comes every single Os. So therefore, the Yud is considered to be the juice within every single Os. So by stepping, right, on the Osios, or call it stepping on the Anovim, you're going to produce this Yayin, which is the yain, which is called the yud, which is the kedusha, which is within, which is the niskalda on Yom HaKippur. Happens that Tirosh is gematria priyetz adas also. That's why there's a baskol which comes out, Chazal say, at the end of Yom Kippur, which says leich echol b'simcha lachmecha u'shisei b'leiv tov b'yinecha. Go drink your good wine. Go drink your good wine. What does that mean? Medrash. Leich echol b'simcha lachmecha v'shasei b'leiv toy v'yeinecha. The yain which you have in Yom Kippur comes from the disha, from the dash which you do on Rosh Hashanah, the hemshech Yom Kippur. That's the yain which is leichetu. Works out very nicely, according to Rav Nachman says, in the Kutim Aran, Simon Kufayin Zayin, he says, Vayomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha as Rashi Tevos Kosi. And he says, this is the sort of Kosi Revaya. So what does salachti kidvarecha have to do with Kosi Revaya? There it is, because you produce a yain called Kosi Revaya, which is Mikayach Hashem Slicha Abayimah Hashem Salachti Kibarach. And that's the kos which we drink on Motzi Yom Kippur. It's a Gevaldik kos, by the way, the kos which you make Havdalah on Motzi Yom Kippur. It's very Kedai to drink from that kos. This is the kos of Kosi Revaya. This Yain, which is the Soda Satara, which is Niskala, on Motzi Yom Kippur, Mikayach Takidusha. And that's why you take off your sandal on Yom Kippur. Right? You have to go barefoot. The reason why is because you don't step on grapes with your feet. You step on grapes with your heel. So when you have your shoe off and you're stepping on the grapes on Yom Kippur, mikayach that disha, you zeicha to the yain, which is the yain of Yom HaKippur. This is the sod of Ahaya Ekev Tishmaun. Ahaya, Chazal say, Ahaya, that's the tzura of the Chodesh of Tishrei. Right? Every single month has its own tzur of the Shem Havaya. V'haya is the one for Tishrei, Vav Hei Yud Hei. So V'haya in Chodesh Tishrei, Ekev Tishmo. If you use your Ekev and you step on the Anavim, Tishmo, and you'll be Zeichet to hear. You'll be Zeichet to hear the Sodas HaTorah, which is Nisgal on Yom HaKippur. That's why Ekev is Gematri Anavim. If you step on the Anavim with your Ekev, which is on Rosh Hashanah, Mikayech that, you'll be Zeichet to the Shmia, which takes place on Yom Kippur, and which moves us into Chag HaSukkot. Chag HaSukkot, the Inyan of Sukkot, is that a person is zoiche to those Torahs, which is Niskal and Yom HaKippur. The Sukkot is called the Chag HaAsif. Gan's Klai Yisrael comes together. Everybody comes together. This is also Mikayach the Yayin. Because Yayin, the Svarim say, is Rashi Tevos, Nidche Yisrael Yichanes. We need to bring in all the Yidden together. That also comes from Karech Leyayim, which is produced on Yom Kippur. In order to understand Vayter Sukkos, we have to get back already to this inyan of Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. I tried to save it for last, but I'm seeing that there's more Ramazan which are coming up, and there's more Nyanim which allow this to have more of a Hashlama to understand the inyan of Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Let's come back to Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish for a second. Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzvachos Malach Ha'aretz Kvedeh. We said before, based on what we've said till now, we have a little bit of an understanding that there's an inyan of being Mekaveh, Kavi El Hashem, which means to go up, and then the art of coming down. And when you come down, you step on the heads of your enemies, and from that produces the Shefa, and all the beauty, which comes with coming down. So coming down doesn't just mean, again, coming down. It means you're coming down on what? On the heads of your enemy, which will produce the Kedusha, and the Yayin, which is what we're looking for.
How do you know how to come down? They know how to come down.
Just to know that you have to be careful will help you come there. Just to know.
You have to be careful for what?
Because you have to see the kamochin and the kas and all these nana. So you'll know that when you're dealing with people after that and whatever, you know that you're a little hot still from that. So this is kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Right? The word kadosh can be divided into two words. Kav, dosh. Yeah? Kav means you go up, and dosh means you come down. So that's why when you say kadosh, you pick your feet up and you bring them down. The act of going up is called kav, and the act of coming down is called dash. You step down. And when you do that, then you produce Hashem Svachos Malach Ha'aretz Kvedeh. You produce a das, you produce a yayin of the Malach Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. But the whole world should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mekayach this yayin, the whole world will know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright? You can see there's different ways of explaining three times. First of all, there's three kavim. That's why I'm saying that, my Rebbe says many times, he says that Noach had three sons, yeah? Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Right? Because there's three kavim. It's considered to be Chesed, Gevura, and then there's Tiferet, which is in the middle. That's called, in Kabbalah, in Chassid called three kavim, Shlosha kavim. Three lines. So Noach had three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, which is Rashi Tevos, Siach, Shin, Yud, Ches. Right? So Siach 318 is Gematria 3 times Kav, which means that he had one son for one Kav, one son for the other Kav, and one son for the middle Kav. That's my Rebbe always says.
We looked up for Baruch.
Huh?
For Baruch Kavod and Yimach.
I don't know. Probably a toast, but I'm not sure. So you have three Kavim, which is connected these three sons of Noah, which is connected, that's why you have Kav Dash. There's three Kavs. One Kav, two Kav, three Kavs. Yeah? But you can say it another way also. You can see also like this. The Sfarim say that Mechias Amalek is mentioned three times in the Torah because you have to eradicate Amalek on three levels. You have to have Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh. So Bnei Yisachar says that Amalek, three times Amalek, is Gematria Tashach. 720. Right? And 720, which is three times Amalek, is Gematria Yayin. If you take the Nun de Menatzbach, 720. Right? So therefore, Yayin is Gematria three times Amalek. Right? So by stepping on Amalek three times, right, which is that Indian of that Kesa on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, the Kesa in Chagmin, the Gematria Amalek, by stepping on them three times, that's Kadosh, 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 that's called complete Bittul of Amalek. And from there, you're Zechem, Lahar Tzvet Maideh, because once Amalek is out of the picture, we're made of the whole world, we know Akam Shabar. That's three times Kadosh. Negative the three Amaleks.
Maybe three
Shemona Esrei. Huh? Three Shemona Esrei. Three Shemona Esrei. Say that too. Yeah. That's why. Also, three times Dash. If you take the word Dash three times, yeah, because you have three Kavs and you have three Dashes. Right? So three times Dash is Gematria B'Tishrei. That's the whole avodah of Tishrei. I think of being dosh, stepping on the heads of the kliba to produce that yayin. When you do kadosh, and you do an act of kav dash. Like we said before, you're moitzi yayin, you're moitzi the kedusha, and that kedusha is an osiyod. That kedusha is an osiyod, like we said before. Right? That's why Yom Kippur, which is that yod, that's called aseres yemei tshuva. That's the day of the gilui of the sodas. That's the day of the gilui of the kedusha. So therefore, if you have kadosh and you produce a yod, you make kiddush. From kadosh, you have kiddush. Right? Kiddush. That's the kiddush which you make on Matzah Yom Kippur, which is the name of kiddush. Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKadosh. It's a day of kadosh. It's a day of going up and coming down. It's a day of where you moti that yayin. So after being moti that yayin from kadosh, you have kiddush. That's the kiddush which you make Matzah Yom Kippur. Bechlal, that's the kiddush you make on every Shabbos, or every Simcha, by the way. I was at a chasna last night. Right? I had a cousin's chasna last night. So what happens? Thank you. What happens is that it's interesting, the whole seder is interesting. You go to the bedekin and you dance, right? And then what happens after that? You go under the chuppah and you make kiddush. And you make kiddush under the chuppah. And then what happens? You go out and you dance again. And then at the end, there's Shabbat Brachas again. You make kiddush again. Where does that come from? Why is the seder like that? Because the truth is that this is the whole inyan. And this leads us into Sukkot as well. The whole inyan is like this. That in order to be able to be zeichet, to have kedusha, you have to step on the head of the klipa. You don't become a kadosh overnight. You have to work hard. You have to step on the head of the klipa. And that the kedusha comes from then. It comes from within that klipa. Like we said before, v'haya ekev tishma'on. V'haya chazal say is a lashon of simcha. A person has to have a v'haya ekev, an ekev shel simcha. If he wants to be tishmon, if he wants to hear Sodas HaTorah, if he wants to hear the voice of Hashem in his life, he has to have an ekev, which is a simcha tika ekev. He has to be berikudin. He has to be in dance. That's what Chazal say. Ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. Right? It works out very nice, because Tishrei is a tremendous man of simcha. Zman simcha seinu, which is all Indian of Sukkot, is a zman of simcha. Right. So therefore, it's appropriate that v'haya, which is the tzur of Chodesh Tishrei, should be the v'haya of Ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. That comes from the Rikudin. From the Rikudin. You can step on grapes in a very depressing way, in a very boring way. But the real way to step on grapes is to dance on them. Is to dance on them. To dance on the grapes. To make a Rikudin. If you dance, if your feet are dancing on those grapes, and then you're going to really have a very gishmak of simcha. That's why yayin yisamach l'vavenosh. If you dance v'rikudim shel simcha, you produce a yayin yisamach l'vavenosh. It comes from the koyach of the rikudim shel simcha, produces the yayin shel simcha. That's the v'haya ekev tishmoa. If you have an v'haya dika ekev, and you're dancing, you're going to produce a zah yayin. That's the real dash. But the dash is gematria rokad, to dance. This real rakida produces a dash. On the anavim, which is that ekev gematria anavim, which produces that simcha and that gile. That's the v'haya ekev tishma. So every single chuppah, there's a big klipa which doesn't want these people to get married. You know, every single chuppah is a bechin of Yom HaKippur. There's a din. Should they or should they not? So first of all, there's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, we're not going to let it happen. There's a din. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? So what you need to do is that you need to dance first. You have to step on the heads of that klipa, which tries to prevent the marriage. That's why you dance to the badekin. You dance to the badekin. Right? You create a rakida. That rakida is a dash on the heads of that zanavim, which produces the yayin, which you're going to make kiddush on underneath the chuppah. The chuppah is Yom HaKippurim. That's the wine of under the chuppah is also wine of Yom HaKippurim. You should drink the wine under the chuppah also. It's very good wine to drink. And then again, you do more rikudin. You do more rikudin again. After the chuppah. Because there's a satam milfaneinu, there's a satam yachareinu. You have to dance again. And when you call those, you produce another yayin, and that's the yayin from the Shabbat Brachos after the chuppah. So there's two yayins because there's two rakidas. You can't get to a yayin shel kiddush unless there's a kav dash, which produces the yud, which makes your kiddush. Azoy. That's the seder advar. This is the pshat of the pasuk. We say like this. In kapitel, let's move a little weiter first. Then you come to Sukkot. Sukkot is called Tzel Shakai. Tzel Shakai. Why is it called Tzel Shakai? Because just like Kav Dash produces a Yud, even Dash itself produces a Yud. And when you add a Yud to Dash, produces the same Shakai. And that's the Sukkah which we sit underneath on Chag HaSukkah. It's called the Tzel Shakai. The Tzel Shakai Yislena. It's interesting, that's in Kapitel Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph is Gematria Sukkah. Yeah? Kapitel Tzadi Aleph. Yoshev V'seisa Elyon, it's also called the Sukkah, B'tzel Shaka Yisloinon. Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, Gematria Sukkah. It's called the Tzel Shaka. Why is it called the Tzel Shaka? Because it's from the Dash, you produce that Yod, you create a Tzel Shaka. That's the Tzel Shaka. That's why Melo Chol Ha'aretz Kvodo. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melo Chol Ha'aretz Kvodo. Malo Chalatz Kavodos Gematria Tzel Shakai. Because from the Kadosh, 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 you have Hashem Tzvakos, Malo Chalatz Kavodos Gematria Tzel Shakai. You produce your Tzel Shakai from your Kavdash, which takes place from Hashana Ad Yom Kippur. And that's the whole Indian of the Rikudin, which take place after Yom Kippur, and the Rikudin, which take place on Sukkot, the whole Indian of the Simchat Vesa Shaleva. Right? It's all about this Indian of the Rikudin of stepping on the klipa, producing that yayin which comes from that. And that's the whole Indian of the Simchas Beis HaShaleva, that until then there was just Nisach HaYayin. But if you just have Nisach HaYayin in the Mizbeach, that's only Gevuras. Yayin needs a tikkun, it needs a mizuk. You have to be memazig the yayin with the mayin. So the Nisach on the Mizbeach, which took place on Sukkot, was b'yayin shel tikkun. Why? Because you mix the mayin with the yayin. The Nisach HaMayin, which took place on Sukkot, was a mixture of the mayim and the yayin together. Because there's an Indian here called the sweetening of the yayin, the tikkun of the yayin. The tikkun of the yayin takes place on Sukkot. By adding the mayim shel chesed into the yayin on the mizbeach, which produces this yichud, which is the tikkun of the yayin. And what do you use for your schach? Chazal say the schach comes from psolis garen v'yakev. Now what's garen? Garen is from lechem. What's yakev? What's Yaakov? For that. It's for Yain and Shamil. So what happens is like this. What happens is you take the Yain, you're going to drink that on Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But what are you going to do with the Psalms? What are you going to do with all the smashed grapes and all the smashed olives? We'll get to the olives in a second. What are you going to do with all that stuff? You know what that does? Right? You take that and you make that your Sach. The Psalms Garn V'Yaakov. And the Psalms are the Garn V'Yaakov. That's where your Sach comes from. So you use the inside for the yayin. That's going to be the drinking. And the psoil that's going to be yakev, that's the bechin of your schach. That's called your tzel shaka. That's your hagana, which comes from stepping on their heads. This is the psham of the pasuk, which we say in Kapitel Samet Tzadi Aleph. We continue, we say, Al shachal v'fesen tidrech tirmars, kfir v'sanin, step on the heads of the nachash. What does it say? Ki bi chashak. Chashak is lashon of kav. Because you had kivui for me. Ki bi chashak. When you have kivui for me and you come down, al shachal v'fes and tibra. You're going to step on their heads. Bi chashak is gematria kiddush. And that which it says after that, afalteyu asagveyu ki yod hashemi is gematria three times dash. Three times dash. So ki vi chashak is that inyan of kivui, which is gematria kiddush. And afalteyu asagveyu ki yod hashemi, that's your dash, three times dash. That's the kiddush which takes place. And in truth, there's also a dash which is taking place on the zaysim as well. Because the emes, the zayin peiris feretz Yisrael. And the whole Indian of coming into the aseres mitzvah into chodesh tishrei is the Indian of coming into eretz Yisrael. I say v'haya kisavi al haaretz, v'haya which is tishrei, kisavi al haaretz. You come into eretz Yisrael. Rav Nelson has a lot of pieces about this, about Kibush Eretz Yisrael on Kibush Tishrei. That's why it says, V'yarashta. Yarashta is Osios Tishrei. The Yerushas Eretz Yisrael takes place in Tishrei. And then you come to Yerushalayim during Sukkot, Yim Le'aleh, Yerushalayim, Arosh Simchasi, Aleh, right? Aleh, Zayah says, Vashitevas, Esrog, Hadas, Lulav, Aravos. Aleh, Yerushalayim, Arosh Simchasi. Arosh Simchasi, which is the Zaman Simchasi, of Sukkot. It's the whole Indian of coming into Eretz Yisrael. And there's seven Peiris of Eretz Yisrael, and you have to be Dash on each one of them. You have to be Dash on the Zaysim. We know that the Zaysim is Kasha L'Shechacha. Yeah? It's a Klipa. It's not a good thing. The ikr is the yud, which is the shemen, which is inside. What happens is, if mamash going b'kitzur now, because we're going to have to be, the whistle's going to blow any minute, is that what happens is that by stepping on the olive. Oh, there's no shikali today?
Lunch
is 12. Anybody wants to go eat lunch? So stepping on the olives, you produce a shemen, and that shemen is what you're going to use for Hanukkah. That's why the Arizal says that it's called that the Rosh Tevos of Lahadlik near Hanukkah is Rosh Tevos Nacha. Right? It's called the Nachal of the Nachas Sashkin. There's a Nachal, there's a river, which runs from Tishrei all the way down to Kislev. That's called the Nachal of Shemen. Nachal Shemen. Right? Because the reason why it's called the Nachal, and you have to get it B'derech Nachal, is because you produce it on Tishrei. That's why the whole Shoirish of the 8 days of Hanukkah come really from Shemini Atzeres. It's 8 and 8. Can't talk about it now, but it comes from there. But there's a nachal called the Nachal of Shemen, which runs from Tishrei all the way down to Hanukkah. That's called the Nachal of Shemen, which we use eventually, is used in Hanukkah. That's the pshat of the pasuk. Ata ritzatzta rasha livyasa. You step on the heads of the nachash. And then it says, Ata bokata mayon v'nacha. Right? That you crack open a mayon and a nacha. Bokata is the osios ekev. Right? Stepping with your ekev. Mayon is a reference to Simchas Beis Shoeva. V'nachal is a reference to the nachal shemen, which is the nachal of Chanukah. And just one last thing, just moving into Chodesh Cheshvan. The tziruf of Chodesh Cheshvan is Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. Vav hei hei yud. Udvash hayoyim hazeh Hashem. Okay. So a lot to say about this. Anyways, dvash is always dvash tomorrow. Chazal say. Dvash is tomorrow. Okay. So there's a tamar. There's a tamar. Where does the tamar come from? Where does the dvash from the tamar come from? Which is about chajin, from the lulav. Take a kapos tamar. But you don't take the etzem tamar, you take the kapos tamar, right? Which means that you take it, you take the branch of the tamar. But what do you do with the tamar itself? Right? You step on it. And by stepping on the tamar, you produce a dvash. That's the dvash that you take it to chajin. Right? The dvash of the tamar, which is also one of the zayin units. You can do it for each of the zayin units. As we've spoken about the yayin, spoken about the shemen, speaking about now the dvash. The dvash hayom hazeh Hashem. If this dvash, which you take into Cheshvan, that's the sweetness of the avodah of the lulav, which you took in your hands. On Sukkot. So you took the kapos tamarim in your hands, but for your feet, underneath your feet, that's where the tamarim go. You're stepping on the tamarim, you produce that dvash, which is supposed to sweeten up the whole meriris of Cheshvan. Right? Mar is called Mar Cheshvan. The dvash is sweet. You sweeten the meriris of Cheshvan as you move into Mikhayach the avodah, which is of the Ale, Areish Simchasi. You should be zeichet to be yayin shal kiddush b'shleimus, and to have Chanukah b'shleimus, and to have a misaki the mar chesed, and to misikus the chesed. Be as God's thing, we're going on.